All right, we're getting close to time when we have to see if we're going to make Mike Francesa happen, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen in the next 25 minutes, hopefully.
Do you have...
off the air. He's in like an enclosed area, though.
You don't have a 20 on him right now? Can you see him?
I cannot see him.
We need to get a visual.
Yeah, we do not have a visual on the guy, but
visuals are hard in this place.
They really are, but he is over there. Currently over there.
You don't even have a visual on the hammer.
No, we don't. We don't.
Always right, keep a visual on the hammer.
Do you want to do this here? Do you want to... we can.
All right, let's do it then.
Do we have an open?
Have we got the theme ready for this?
What is this?
He's got a grasp of the obvious.
That.
He's obvious man. He's
what
obvious
is this?
Man. He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's
what
obvious
else?
Man. He's obvious 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 man. He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
Oh, look who's here at the Super Bowl. It's Tommy Obvious.
That's right. It's Obvious Man back in action.
All right. Haven't seen you in a while.
No.
A lot of people don't know anything about you.
Yeah, I imagine they don't know much at all about me, so I better explain myself. Danny, where is he?
I'm right here.
Oh.
Obvious Man.
Danny, in describing... in describing what I do, would you say that... the questions I ask are...
they're so basic and stupid, they don't need to be answered.
Yes.
They answer themselves.
Yes.
So, you'll ask stupid questions and piss you off, huh?
Yes. A man of my age and of my wisdom should not be asking questions that require such an obvious answer. Is that enough? Did I set it up well enough? Danny!
Quit doing the Texas land and cattle thing.
God.
A typical question would be, if you fasted for a week leading up to the Super Bowl, would that increase your energy?
Right, right.
It's just stupid questions that they're going to look at you and go, hurt?
Right. Well, I found a guy, Ian Williams. He's a defensive tackle from Notre Dame.
Fourth string, probably.
He's 6'1", 305.
And he plays for the 49ers, right?
Yes, he does play for the 49ers. So, I thought I would go ask him my Obvious Man questions.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's listen to Obvious Man with Ian Williams.
Okay, Kern?
Think you can win.
All right, here we go.
Here I am on freaking crutches.
No, you know, I interviewed.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys excited to play this game, and do you think you can win?
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, everybody, this is good. You get here because you're excited to be here, and then that's the main goal. The main goal is to come here and win.
Is this the pinnacle of football?
Yes. Besides, I think you know every man that comes to the NFL has a goal of winning the Super Bowl. Playing the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. So.
Would you give up a day of eating deer to win this game?
A day of eating deer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would skip deer for one day?
Skip deer meat as far as this.
That's the best question you've ever asked.
Give up deer?
I guess, yeah. I haven't had it in like 3 years, but probably make it one more day.
Give up deer for one day. One.
Deer.
Oh, man.
Deer.
All right, go ahead.
Eating deer to win this game.
A day of eating deer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would skip deer for one day?
Skip deer meat as far as this.
It's commitment. Would a Super Bowl ring be considered a keepsake?
When you say keepsake, yeah, I think it would be.
Okay. Most of the other guys in this league would probably love to play in this game, I'm assuming. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment, yes.
Okay. Is your family proud of you right now?
Yeah, my family's proud. My family's been proud of me. Yeah.
No matter what? How important is executing the game plan that the coaches lay down?
It's always important. The game plan is what you plan on helping you win the game, so it's very important to execute.
And as far as you making a game-changing play, would that be pretty cool for you?
It would be if I wasn't on IR. But...
Oh, you're hurt like me. Has your accountant said anything to inspire you?
I don't guess.
Do you know that the two coaches are brothers? Has that been brought up yet to you?
Yes.
Okay. Would you consider Ray Lewis to be a leader?
I think he's a leader, yeah.
All right. If Art Modell were alive today and Bill Walsh were alive today, do you think that they would be rooting for their teams?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Is anyone afraid of being cut in the next 3 days?
I don't know.
He's so over you.
He has had it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
God, he so doesn't know what to make of this.
He hates you, though. Right now, he hates you.
Yeah, and we were on the clock because, you know, you got an hour, and there's this big ticking clock up there, and it was at, like, 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And he kept looking at the clock, thinking, surely it's down to zero by now.
I'm be rooting for their teams.
I think so.
Is anyone afraid of being cut in the next 3 days?
Terrible question.
I don't know.
And has the league contacted you about help out, you know, before the game, maybe since you're on IR too, kicking out any stray Katrina victims that may be still left in here?
No.
Would you be willing to help the league do that? No?
What do you mean kick them out?
I don't know if they're still here, lingering or anything.
I don't know, man. No. I'm not a part of that.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. All right, buddy. Good luck.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
I tore my tricep.
What's wrong with him?
God. Tore his tricep.
God, he hated you. Man, I don't. I ain't a part of that. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Wow.
The league would contact him
to kick out remaining Katrina victims.
That might be still camped out in the Superdome.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that they hadn't found yet.
Wow.
And God, yeah. You know what? That's all. I don't know. That's the most insane question I've ever heard. I mean, I don't know.
God, there's just nowhere to go with it.
No, there's not.
All right, Obvious Man. Love your work again.
Thank you.
Man,
thank you.
You are awesome.
Go find Corby.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, we need him back here.
All right, I'll go get him.
All right. 508 here on the ticket.